All right, let me jump into the monologue to open up today's show. The Right Side Way monologue, sponsored for you every single day by Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that covers a lot of ground across North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Etowah, six more locations around the Birmingham region. Southern Immediate Care, open in 7 days a week in all locations, and will see all ages of patients. And they're the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue. So let me just ask you. Have you seen the commercials on TV where actor Mark Wahlberg suggests that we pray? Have you seen that? Then he actually leads a prayer. It's actually a pretty powerful commercial for a new prayer app called Hallow. It's significant, in my opinion, though, that Wahlberg is actually doing it. Now, he's a leader in Hollywood, and I can't judge his whole life or the depth of his faith. I don't know. But I do know this, the commercial in which he invites people to pray to the God that I believe in is actually a pretty strong leadership moment, to be honest. He's using his own celebrity status for something bigger than himself, something that is actually positive. I hope you believe in the power of prayer. I do. I do, honestly. I know for a fact that I've seen miraculous things occur in my life that I directly attribute to the move of God. Things that were being prayed for over by me or by others on my behalf. Prayer is a privilege. It's an invitation to speak to the Almighty. And prayer, by the way, is not just some esoteric mumbo-jumbo, some big words in King James style. It's not. Prayer is just conversing with God, telling him how you feel, what your hopes and dreams are, your needs, and a call for his presence. Prayer is getting to know him personally. It's like a dialogue. But there's something decidedly unique, though, when a leader prays. Seriously, when a leader prays, when someone has been vested with authority over something or some event or some high office, and they pray over it, there's a different flavor, in my opinion. It's different. It's powerful. It's both an example and a service, a leadership moment and a humbling event. The leader who prays is able to recognize that despite his or her position of authority, that there is some greater power, God himself, who has even more authority. The leader is humble in that regard, but the leader who prays is also showing that those who lead should aspire to do so in a way that brings people to a better place. I say all of this because I saw a story the other day and it sparked this line of thinking. One of the heroes that I wish I had met personally is the Reverend Billy Graham. Of all the figures of modern-day evangelism, he's the one whose impact has also remained the most unblemished. Turns out he's about to be honored with a statue in the U.S. Capitol. How about that? If you've ever been to Statuary Hall at the Capitol, you'll see some amazing pieces representing great people of our history. You see, every state is allowed to send in two statues to the Capitol to represent that state's place in history. Well, recently, the state of North Carolina determined to send a statue of Billy Graham. How about that? The base of the statue is going to include a brief summary of the gospel, the well-known passage of John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." It will also include John 14:6, that says where Jesus declares, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." That's going to be quite a statue. Billy Graham himself, he staged more than 400 crusades, televised events, evangelistic rallies in more than 185 countries and territories. And the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association actually credits him with preaching the gospel to an estimated 215 million people. Wow! Born before World War I was over, he lived until 2018. He was 9 months shy of his 100th birthday. But the part that got me about that piece I was reading that motivated me to do today's monologue is the fact that it says that Billy Graham prayed with every president from Harry Truman all the way up through Barack Obama. He didn't just pray for them, he prayed with them. And that's a significant thing. In all those years, he did not miss one, and those leaders, they actually prayed with him. And whether or not their lives were changed is something I cannot say, but I do know those leaders prayed, at least at that particular moment. There's an old saying that goes, "As goes the king, so goes the country." You see, people respond to leadership that actually leads. And you can lead in spiritual things too. In Joshua 24, we're told that Joshua, as the leader of Israel, he stood up in front of the people over whom he had authority, and he said that they could, quote, "choose this day whom they will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And it made a difference. The people rededicated themselves to God because of his leadership. You've all heard the story of George Patton. He commissioned a chaplain to draw up the prayer for divine intervention so he could go forth into battle. The chaplain thought it was highly irregular, highly. But he went to work and he drafted a short prayer on a note card and he presented it to the general. Patton was so pleased he ordered 250,000 copies of it to be printed added his signature to the prayer so the troops would know that he had prayed it himself as their commander, and he made sure that every man in the Third Army got a copy. He then sat down with the chaplain and asked him if he thought there was much going on in the way of prayer in the Army. The chaplain said he did not believe there was, and so Patton decided he would go one step further. He ordered his chaplain to draft a directive in his name to be issued to Third Army's 486 chaplains across the whole war front. And he told them in the directive, quote, "Pray when driving, pray when fighting, pray alone, pray with others, pray by night and pray by day, pray for the cessation of immoderate rains and for good weather for battle, pray for victory, pray for our army, and pray for peace." How about that? A leader calling others to prayer. As President of the United States, Dwight Eisenhower, he issued a proclamation that, quote, "designated Saturday, July the 4th, 1953, the 177th anniversary of the adoption of the Declaration of Independence, in firm reliance on God's transcendent power, as a national day of penance and prayer." And he went on to say, Dwight Eisenhower did, "I request all of our people to turn to him in humble supplication on that day. In their homes or in their respective places of worships, with contrite hearts, let us pray for God's help in solving the grave problems that confront us and render thanks to him for watching over our nation throughout its history." How about that? How about that for a leader calling people to prayer? President Franklin D. Roosevelt, get this, he once issued Bibles to all the troops as their commander-in-chief. And in it was a short letter with his signature that said, "To the Armed Forces, as commander-in-chief, I take pleasure in commending the reading of the Bible to all who serve in the Armed Forces of the United States. Throughout the centuries, men of many diverse faiths and diverse origins have found in the sacred book words of wisdom, counsel, and inspiration. It is the fountain of strength and the highest aspiration of the human soul." Franklin D. Roosevelt. I mean, that's just amazing when you stop and think about it. Would a leader do that today? I don't know. But a leader still can, because a leader is somebody who's actually out there leading. In fact, I've heard it said before that if there is true consensus, that means there's an absence of leadership, meaning a leader may have to be out there saying, "Follow me, I have a better way." Here's the thing. It doesn't matter what your lot in life is. There's got to be something sometime that you are in charge of. Maybe your business, your troops, your household, your marriage, your classroom, your whatever. When you're in charge of anything, you are vested with an authority that is different than when you are not in charge. And when you pray over that which you have been put in charge of, no matter how big or small the moment is in your own eyes, that prayer carries a significance with it that is unique and different. The one in charge has humbled themselves before the God who is bigger and asked for intervention on behalf of those that they lead. Leaders who pray make a difference. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Yeah, there you have it. I mean, it's amazing if you look back, the number of true leaders who have called upon their people to pray. And some of those are big ticket items like presidents and generals, and I get it. But I'm just saying, it doesn't matter where you are in life. You lead something, I guarantee you. Even if it's only two people, you lead. And if that's the case, you can lead in prayer too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.